guess I've been the most nervous I've been in a while. Being up here, I just feel like you don't really have a whole lot, but I've got the Lord. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. And I know He's in control. I was outside a while ago just trying to get a word from the Lord, and I just told Him, I said, Lord, I know You're in control.
Yeah.
And I don't have any power tonight to deliver to You anything unless it's by the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, He said He was the vine, I'm just a branch. He's the potter, and I'm just the old miry clay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting Him tonight just to take and mold me. No, I'm glad it's by the marks in the nails and the prints of His hands. I'm glad they stayed there whenever He got out of that grave.
Amen.
You know, he wasn't in pain anymore. Didn't have to worry about anything. Won't have to suffer ever again. Won't ever have to come to this old earth as a babe and swaddling clothes ever again. Bible says He died, and when He died once for all. Amen. Amen. He'll have to do it again. And I'm glad that He come, and when He got out of the grave, the marks are still there.
Amen.
Amen. That was a sign that the covenant that He had made with the world. Amen. See, that was a covenant He was taking on Calvary. He was the Passover sacrifice, and back in those days, they had to present themselves to the Lord. They had to present themselves and as a sign of their covenant with God. They would have to circumcise the male. And Christ, now that He had made that sacrifice, when He was on the cross, those nails were the scars that remained. No more did we have to worry about circumcision, a work of our own flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It said it's not of works, lest any man should boast.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we're saved by grace.
Yeah.
It's because of His sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because of what He did on Calvary.
Right,
amen. And He did suffer.
Yeah.
And He suffered for me and you.
That's right. Amen.
And the world takes it so lightly today. Amen. You can't hardly find a church anymore that preaches about what the Lord went through.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't find a church hardly anymore that preaches about the scars that He bore, the suffering that He had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It seems like today we're living in a day where our hearts and our consciences are becoming seared with a hot iron. God said that iniquity shall abound in the last days because the love of many waxed cold. And amen. It just seems like nowadays the love of people towards the Lord is just waxing cold. Not only to their fellow brethren, but to the Lord Himself. Jesus said, in so much as You've done it unto the least of these, You've done it unto me.
Yeah.
He was talking about when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. And when I was thirsty, You gave me some water. And when I was in prison, You visited me.
Yeah.
Amen. But nowadays, we find people turning guns on their neighbors and on their families and on their friends. Amen. In so much as they're doing that to them, amen, they're doing it to the Lord Himself. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God is love. Amen. He loved the world. Amen. And He said, thou shalt not kill. And we find many people today. It seems like every time I hear about the news, somebody's been shot over in so-and-so, or somebody's been hurt. Just heard yesterday, I was sitting there enjoying the beautiful day the Lord's given us. And I was out there at the bookstore just on the sidewalk enjoying the beautiful day. And I had heard on Facebook where somebody had said that somebody was at Tech and somebody had either shot somebody or beat somebody up, and now they was looking for him. And hey, you can't go anywhere without something happening.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that last days perilous times shall come.
Amen.
Folks, I believe. But hey, we're in those perilous times today. Amen. You can't hardly go outside. I remember when the old timers used to talk about how they couldn't go out, how they could go outside. And they didn't have to worry about locking their doors. They could go to town, come back, and not have to worry about nothing being stolen. Hey, but I can't even go in the house today. I've got to make sure my doors are locked because I never know it.
That's right, brother.
Left my garage door open today, and I usually do. I knew Melissa was coming home, and I locked the door behind me to make sure nobody get on me while I was getting ready for church. You can't leave your doors wide open anymore at church most of the time.
Yeah.
And God did it all of what He suffered everything that He went through for me and you. I'm glad that when we get to heaven, amen, I believe the first thing I'll see ain't going to be my loved ones. Amen, I don't believe it's going to be the pearly gates. I don't know what I'll see when I get to heaven.
Yeah.
But I believe the first thing I'll see will probably be Jesus Himself. Amen. Probably see Jesus' face. And Who knows, maybe you hold the beloved hands, amen, where the nail scars. Hey, you're still there, amen, to show me, hey, that I could be saved and I could have a place to go to. Hey, man, I'm glad today that the scars are still there. Hey, man, and they'll never be healed because they are a sign of His love toward me and you. Hey, what a sad thing it would be. Hey, if we got to heaven and those things weren't there, we think, why could you be so cruel as to say that? Hey, because it means to me if the scars weren't still there, hey, that the promise didn't take. Hey, man, but I'm glad when He went to Thomas. Thomas wasn't in the room with them when they appeared to the disciples. Hey, man, but for Thomas, he came back a second time and went to inside the house. Hey, man, the doors being closed, he went inside anyway. Hey, man, and we find that Thomas was there finally. Hey, and he told the disciples, he said, hey, unless I put my hand in his nail prints in his hands and thrust my finger in his sides, hey, I will not believe. Hey, but Jesus loved him so much. Hey, man, then he went back to the disciples and showed himself. Hey, man, and when he was there, the scars were still there. Hey, man, he said, Thomas, hey, thrust your hand to my side. Hey, put your finger in my hands and see that I am who I say I am.
Yeah.
And you know what he did?
Yeah.
He fell down. He said, behold, my Lord and my God. And I believe when he gets to heaven, hey, man, that's what I'll do. Hey, man, the first thing I'll see is probably my Savior. Hey, and what I want to do is just like old Mary over there in the New Testament, hey, find a place, bow down my knees and cry, holy, holy, holy. Hey, man, before the Son of God. Hey, man, when I see those nail prints and I see that side pierced and I see, hey, the prints in His feet. Hey, no doubt I want to be like Mary and just go and run and kiss His feet. Hey, but I'm glad today. Hey, when we get over there, there'll be no more tears. Hey, we won't have to wash His feet anymore with the tears like Sister Mary did. Hey, man, I'm glad when we get over there. Hey, man, there'll be no more sorrow. Hey, there'll be no more goodbyes. Hey, man, no more saying goodbyes to friends and loved ones. Hey, no more funeral homes. Hey, man, the doctors will be out of business. Hey, there won't be no such thing. Hey, as a little old common cold. Hey, there won't be no flus. There won't be no cancer. Hey, man, we get to heaven. God paid the price. Hey, by sending His only Son and Jesus. Still there's the scars today.
Amen.
I was reading the word about Stephen a while ago. And we know that Stephen, when he was about ready to face death, hey, they didn't like what he had to say. Hey, to the people there. Hey, he told them about Moses. He went back to the very beginning and told them about how they had, amen, had broken the law from the very beginning because of how they treated them. Amen. The law up until that time, we find about Moses there. He talks about, I didn't read all the way through it to get to, but hey, I remember at the end, I've always thought it was, he saw the Lord when they were stoning Him, but that happened before. Didn't really notice that, but that happened before. He saw the Lord standing right hand of the Father. And then they took Him out and stoned Him. Amen. I'm glad I believe when he saw the Lord at the right hand. Amen. In this life, he didn't see Jesus on the earth. This had been some 60 or so years after that. Been a long time, the book of Acts after this, and when this took place, it's been a while after that. Hey, when Paul was on the scene, it was about 60 years. Now, I might be wrong with the time on that, but anyway, he had probably never seen the Lord on this earth. I don't know.
Bless him.
But I believe when he looked into heaven, he knew it was the Lord. Why? Because the nail prints were still there.
Amen.
Hey, man, I'm glad today, hey, that God is still on the throne. Hey, and ain't nothing this world can go through. Hey, where God isn't in control.
Amen.
I'm glad today for that sacrifice he made.
Yeah.
That song was on my heart on the way up here. And I said, Lord, I don't know what scripture to read. I got an idea what to read. But I don't know if that's what you want me to preach on. And about halfway down the road on the curb up here, I said, Lord, sometimes I feel like I can't preach. Lord, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what he told me? He said, you know how to sing, don't you? He said, you're comfortable when you sing and you know how to sing. You do what you know. And I've heard Jerry many times say, sometimes I didn't know what to preach. I'd get up and sing a song and come. Hey, and that's what the Lord gave me tonight.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I'll try it. Lord, I'll get up here and sing this song. And yeah, the devil's fine. Hey, that's fine. Hey, sometimes we think, oh, well, this ain't meant to be because it ain't happening. That might not be so.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Just press on.
Amen.
Hey, the Lord will see you through.
Amen.
Hey, and I got up here to sing that song, by the mark where the nails were. How am I going to know it? Hey, I'll know him by the mark in his hands.
Right.
I'll know him when I get there by the mark in his hands.
Yes.
Hey, man, the Bible says we'll know him and we'll know even as we're known. Hey, there'll be something that'll let me put, that'll let me know how, who, what Moses looks like. Hey, down on this earth, we've never seen Jesus. All we see, is the pictures that they paint of him. They probably ain't even seen him either.
Right.
Hey, but I tell you what, I'm glad when we get up there, there'll be something recognizable about Moses. Hey, there'll be something recognizable about David. There'll be something recognizable about all the prophets that have went on before us, Elijah and all the rest of them. There'll even be something recognizable about the disciples and Brother Paul and Brother Stephen and all the rest of them. Hey, but I'm going to know Jesus because he's going to have the prints in his hand.
Amen.
He'll have those prints in his hand. And I'm glad today they're still there. I'm glad when I go to bed at night, I don't have to worry where I'm going to end up in the morning if I don't wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, why is that? Because the prints are still there.
Amen.
I'm glad I know.
Amen.
Hey, that I know that I'm saved. Yeah. Hey, why is that? Because the prints are still there.
Amen.
Hey, I'm glad I know. Hey, that if something happens to me on the way home tonight, Ryan was talking about an old car wreck that was terrible on the way down to Hillham today. Hey, I'm glad tonight if our car hits a light pole and we go out of this world tonight, I know where I'm going to be going. Why is that? Because the prints are still there.
Amen.
He's still got all power.
Yeah, preach it, brother.
Amen. I like what I don't remember who it was said this the other night. It might have been Ryan. Talking about movies. Maybe it might have been Terry. I think it was Terry the other night. Talking about how movies will portray Christ. They're having to hold his hands and he's trying to fight to get up. But I'm glad he went there willingly.
Yeah,
he said, no man takes my life.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Pilate told him, he said, don't you know I've got the power?
Yeah.
Hey, to let you go or to crucify you? He said, you have no power except to be given you of heaven.
Amen.
Of the Father.
That's right.
He was in the Father's will from the beginning, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Hey, he was going according to plan.
Yeah.
Hey, the devil tried to stop it many times, but it was going according to plan.
Amen.
Hey, and when they got him on that cross, he went there willingly. Amen. For me and you.
Yeah.
So that we might be able to see one day after a while, there is the prints are still there.
Amen.
Hey, I don't know if. Hey, about the rest of the religions in the world today, they can claim Muhammad's got all power. They can claim Buddha's got all power. Hey, but I'd like to see the prints in their hands.
Yeah, amen.
You won't find them there. They're still in the grave. Hey, they didn't go to conquer death, hell, and the grave. They didn't go to get those keys out of prison. They didn't take the captives and loose the captives from captivity. Hey, there's only one that came up from the grave of his own free will. He was called the first fruits. And that was Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the only one around.
Yeah.
Hey, that can get you to heaven. Hey, if you're trusting on your good works, if you're trusting on the president, if you're trusting on some person on TV, hey, even if you're trusting in the pastor, hey, to get you there, you better watch out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is the only one that can get you to heaven. He's the only one that can save.
Yeah.
Hey, they've got Muhammad. They've got Buddha. The gods back here were just the same. Baal and Ashtaroth and Molech, all them gods were just the same. They didn't exist really. They were just a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. But we've got a God today, hey, that was able to raise from the dead.
Amen.
He is able to get the Israelites over across from the Red Sea. Hey, he was able to take Elijah up in the whirlwind into heaven. He was able to translate Enoch because he walked so close with him. Hey, he was able to destroy the earth with a flood and Noah come across on an ark with him and his family.
Amen.
And he was able, amen, for Christ to come and die on an old rugged cross and be placed in a tomb. And on the third day, which we're about to celebrate here in just another week, rise from the dead.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's ever done that. Buddha's not done that. Muhammad's not done that. Nobody else you know or heard of has done that. There have been many people pass on, but they haven't got back up. Not of their own free will. I've heard many stories about people in the hospital room, and they'll say, well, I died twice, or so-and-so. But it's usually the doctor's got to shock them back awake. They can't come back on free will.
Right.
They don't have the power. Hey, when this soul leaves this body, it's a shell.
Exactly.
There ain't nothing there. I can't raise myself up from the grave. But one day there's going to be a resurrection where Christ is going to, just like He did Lazarus, call everyone's name and sanctify it, and everyone that has received His salvation. And they're going to rise out of the grave then. And He'll have to call them before that happens. Amen. It's because of the marks that are in His hands. Amen. Because I have hope and assurance that we have life more abundantly. Paul said, if a man had hope in this life only, then Christ, we're all men most miserable. Why is that? Because the nail prints would still be there if He was in the grave. But they'd just bones. There wouldn't be no flesh. There wouldn't be nothing. Jesus told them in the last chapter of John over there, He was over there on the shore making, I think had fish on coals of fire. And He told them over there, He said, cast your net on the right side. And then they drug in something like 150 fish. And He said, take and touch of me.
Yep.
Amen. Flesh and bone cannot, I'm eating. I've got flesh and bone. The spirit cannot eat. It doesn't have flesh and bone. I'm glad He's real.
Amen.
I'm glad He was seen of over 500 brethren at one time after His resurrection, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm glad His account is true. They say that there is more evidence of Christ's resurrection than there is to prove some of the most miraculous things we ever know of. More proof than many of the late world's leaders ever lived and existed and all this other stuff. I can't remember, it's been so long since I've heard that statistic. They say there's plenty of evidence that Christ lives. But what do? The world don't want to hear it. They want to cast it aside. They say, I don't want to hear that. Even though that it's the truth. And even when you present them with the truth, that hell is real. And hey, if you lie and you steal and you drink and you all this other stuff, there's consequences that come from that. They want to make their own way. But I'm glad today that the prints are still there. I'll know them when I see them. By the marks in His hands. And if you're intending to go to that place today, amen, then that's what you've got to accept. That He died for you. Amen. That He came to an old rugged cross. And He suffered the way He did.
Yeah.
Amen. There ain't a man on this earth that suffered like Christ did.
Right.
Amen. He's the Savior. He was born to go through all that. We find in Hebrews that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. If Christ can go through this world, He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can overcome the world because Christ did. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews, and I close with this. Hebrews 12 tells us, lay aside every weight. Hey, I'm telling you what, there's all kinds of weights going on today in this world. Hey, the weights of sin, the weights of oppression and depression we talked about Wednesday night. Sometimes you just got to cast some things off. He said, lay aside those weights and the sin that so easily besets you. And He says, run this race with patience. What did He say? Looking unto Jesus. The author and the finisher. That means He started it and He finished what He started. It's complete. The author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. You know, for the longest time I thought it was the joy. Think of this. Hey, I thought it was the joy of getting to go back with His Father. Getting to go back into heaven, getting His power and His glory back. But I believe you looked out through the portals of time, hanging through all eternity, and He was glad when He knew that there'd be somebody in there. There'd be people that had accepted Him. There'd be people that had accepted Him down through time. Hey, and He would be joyful to know that He could spend eternity with you and me. I believe that was His joy. Not going back to heaven, but being able to be there with friends. He said, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Amen.
I want to be a friend to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's all stand. I'm going to ask what's the cover of